You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show on MTN. More talk now.
You know, it's incredible the number of things that the critics and the naysayers have said that Donald Trump could not accomplish, and he has, like leaving the Paris climate deal or cutting taxes, getting rid of onerous Obama-era regulations and so forth at the EPA, getting the energy sector rolling, getting the economy to plus 4% and GDP on its way to possibly 5%, all of the things they said that couldn't be done. And this week, announcing a deal with Mexico, revamping a 24-year-old NAFTA deal. Joining me now, Chris Garcia, the former deputy director of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Chris is the CEO of Vicker Financial, and as the Trump administration's leading voice on minority businesses, was tasked with overseeing a national network of 42 business centers and a budget of $34 million. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, good to be on.
A lot of experience there with minority businesses. You had a lot of success there, but I want to ask you today about this deal, at least so far, with Mexico. President Nieto getting on the speakerphone, and another brilliant, I mean, that's just good optics for this. Hey, get him on the speakerphone. And there's President Nieto on the speakerphone, trying to get this done before AMLO takes over, the much more progressive incoming president of Mexico. How big a deal is this?
Well, this is a huge deal, and frankly, this is what the president campaigned on. You know, he's come into office, and he's looked at this and other deals through the eyes of the American worker, and he's looking at this through the eyes of these cities across the heartland of America that have been hollowed out because of the offshoring of production. And so this is a great deal because what the president's done strategically, and I'll get into the details of the deal in a moment, but strategically what the president did is he came into office and said, you know, just as you just mentioned, you know, he cut taxes, he deregulated to grow the economy, to put us into a position of strength. Now, because we have such a strong economy, we've got such strong GDP growth, all-time highs in the stock market, then he can start tucking tough on some of these trade deals and putting these other trade partners on the spot. So he put Justin Trudeau on notice when he said that he stabbed him in the back after the G7 summit.
Correct. So
when President Trump warmed up to Mexico, that put Canada in a corner. Now Canada has to come to the table.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. When the president said, listen, we're going to do everything we can, and people said, oh, no, if he does that, Mexico will walk away and Canada will walk away and the United States economy will be in tatters and all of these bad things will happen. And, of course, none of them did, Chris. And, in fact, quite the opposite has occurred. Mexico did come to the table because, as Donald Trump aptly pointed out, we're the number one economy in the world. We're their biggest trading partner. They have to do a deal with us, and we're getting screwed here, and we're not going to put up with it anymore. And what happens? They come to the table. We've got the baselines of a deal complete. We have a timeline we have to follow to get it done before the changing of the president in Mexico in December, but we're on the track and we're doing great, are we not?
No, we are. And frankly, mark my words, what's going to happen is Canada will come to the table by Friday. You know, unless there's something radical that, you know, we've thrown in there about this new agreement, Canada's going to sign by Friday. You know, you've already seen the early reports that Justin Trudeau is looking at this deal in very favorable terms. And it's just funny to me that people thought the president was going to tank the stock market. He's come in, and we've got all-time highs in
yes.
the market. They said he couldn't get 3% GDP growth, 4% GDP growth. I think it was a past president. Maybe somebody could remind me which president that was that said he would need a magic wand to bring back manufacturing
yeah.
jobs. But we've got 350,000 manufacturing jobs that have come back since President Trump's been in office.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
Defying all the critics.
Let me ask you this. You say, just so I'm clear, Canada signs by Friday, you're saying.
I think that's going to happen. I mean, that was so. If you listen to, as you said, the speakerphone conversation with Mexican President Peña Nieto and President Trump, there was a small moment that you could hear the U.S. Trade Rep Ambassador Lighthizer say to President Trump, "Yeah, the goal is to get this deal over to Congress by Friday." That would mean that Canada has either been having back channel conversations with Mexico and the U.S.,
which wouldn't surprise me.
Which is a possibility. And, you know, President Trump, you know, he likes to go in with, you know, a little bit of a surprise. You know, who knows if there's going to be an even better deal that's struck as a result of this. But again, Congress has to have this and review it for 90 days. And so we're looking at probably the end of November.
So let me ask you this.
We're able to get this done.
Well, one of the side deals here that's one of the side notes, and not maybe it's a mainline note, it helped me through this. No tariffs on ag products, I believe, is what was said with Mexico. There'll be no tariffs
yeah.
on agricultural products. Does the same courtesy get extended between the United States and Canada?
Yeah. So the brilliant strategy that President Trump has implemented is that he's gotten these deals, or these terms of the deal, ironed out and worked out with Mexico. He wants to extend the same terms to Canada, but what he's going to request Canada do is drop their subsidies on their dairy. And so he's going to say, look, these are very favorable terms, but what you guys are going to have to do is stop subsidizing your dairy products. And that's going to, you know, of course, help many of our dairy farmers here in the United States and help them compete fairly.
Yeah, and Trump is, the president's made it clear that he wants no tariffs on anything. That's his ultimate goal in all of this. He uses tariffs as a hammer to get people to move. Chris Garcia here, former deputy director of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Let me ask you a couple of political questions here, because I believe that what carried Trump to victory in 2016 rings true today, and that is that voters care about two things: the economy first, immigration a second place, ways back, but they care about those two things. Other than that, it doesn't matter. You look at unemployment in the Hispanic community, down, record lows. Same in the Black community. White working class voters looking to Trump to continue the good news in the economy. Does that all ring true to you?
Oh, absolutely. The problem is we've got to get more of that out on the airwaves. You know, your show is one of the few that actually reports the real facts, you know, reports the news. And so, you know, when we get distracted by all of these nonsense stories that have really distracted from the president's accomplishments, that's where, you know, the American people are really getting a disservice from the mainstream media. But, you know, when we get good quality shows like yours that report the facts, that report the fact that, you know, you have, as you said, all-time low in minority unemployment, you know, that consumer confidence is at an all-time high, you know, since the year 2000. You got business confidence, business optimism.
Sure.
Skyrocketing through the roofs. I mean, these are all great indicators. And mark my words, you see, you know, just the GDP numbers that have come through, 4.1% in quarter two.
Yeah, big number.
Quarter three at 4.3%.
And here's the thing, Chris. I got to leave it here, but I'll leave you with this one last thought. You look at who carried Donald Trump to the presidency in 2016. That was Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in large part. Three states greatly impacted by a good deal, a good new deal for NAFTA. Chris, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
There you have it. Chris Garcia, former deputy director, U.S. Department of Commerce.